News from the radio, Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. After news about the head of the state tourism department, Shelley Zumwalt, allegedly hit a past conflict of interest, Attorney General Gittner Drummond called for her resignation. Although she refused to leave state government, according to Governor Kevin Stitt, Zumwalt is willing to take at least one step back.
So she's offered. She said, hey, Governor, until this is all sorted out, I will step down from the cabinet and just focus on tourism. And so we may do that.
Zumwalt's husband worked for a company that the Office of Management and Enterprise Services contracted to upgrade computers at the State Employment Security Commission, an agency Zumwalt eventually ran. It's rodeo time in Guymon. Ken Stonecipher says the arena will be busy.
We have over 1,100 contestants coming to Guymon for the rodeo competition. So all of the rodeo events, steer roping, saddle bronc riding, bull riding, tie down roping.
It's the 92nd year for the Guymon Rodeo. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
Are you ready for a sizzling adventure for your taste buds with the mouth-watering blend of beef and caramelized onions that can only be found in the Oklahoma Onion Burger? The Oklahoma Beef Council is proud to kick off the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail with 22 restaurants across the state participating in this savory journey. From March 1st through August 30th, embark on this culinary experience unique to Oklahoma. Just head to oklabeef.org to sign up for your digital pass, accessible right from your mobile phone, or download a paper pass to keep track of your delicious adventures. But that's not all. Prizes abound for culinary adventurers, including the chance to win a $500 beef gift certificate or an exclusive t-shirt for conquering the entire trail. Once again, visit oklabeef.org and start your savory journey along the Oklahoma Onion Burger Trail. Brought to you by Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff. Beef, it's what's for dinner in Oklahoma.